This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله أرسله الله إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا فبلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك فصلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أحبتي في الله وفي الإسلام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله والإحسان فإن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. My beloved brothers and sisters, I start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending blessings and salutations upon our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, we are in a very special month, the month of Sha'ban. We are in the month that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned something great about, and that he mentioned that often people neglect this month. ذَاكَ شَهْرُ يَغْفَلُ عَنْهُ النَّاسِ. Indeed, Sha'ban is a month that people tend to be neglectful over, because it falls between Rajab and Ramadan. Rajab being the previous month, which was a sacred month, meaning it was a month among the four that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, minha arba'atun hurum. It has a sacredness. And that means that good deeds are amplified and similarly bad deeds as well. That was Rajab. Rajab is over and now we are in Sha'ban, the eighth month of the Islamic calendar. And this month, something really special happens. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first of all said, because, and the reason he said this was because Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu asked him, and said, Ya Rasulullah, I have noticed that you fast more in the month of Sha'ban than any other month. Why are you fasting so much? Why are you fasting so much in the month of Sha'ban? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I fast in the month of Sha'ban, in other words, this month. And for those of you that are following more the Gregorian calendar, it would be February, because I believe this year, around the beginning of March, will be Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala, may Allah allow us to reach it. So he would fast most of it. In fact, Aisha radiallahu anha said, the Prophet has never completed the fast of a full month except Ramadan. But the closest he got to that was the month of Sha'ban. So he would fast so much of it. We're not talking about just Thursdays and Mondays. We're not talking about just the 3 days known as the white days. We're talking about the whole, most of the month, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be in a state of fasting. And when he was asked why, he mentioned two reasons. One, it is a time where people are neglectful. They don't really understand or appreciate or are aware of the importance of Sha'ban. And generally speaking, my brothers and sisters, there is a level of value and virtue attached to being engaged in acts of worship when most people are not aware, or they are heedless, or they are not in a state of ibadah. Hence why there is a lot of virtue in praying at night when the people are asleep. The Prophet used to say, وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ. Pray at night when the people are asleep. Because the one who, among the many, many people, who chooses to be awake and pray while everyone is resting, or in other words, when the many, many people are not fasting and he chooses to fast, there is an element of devoutness and worship associated with that, that is appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet ﷺ said, I fast Sha'ban because most people don't. And then he mentioned another reason. And this reason, wallahi, I want my brothers and sisters to pay attention to this. وَهَذَا الشَّهْرُ, the Prophet ﷺ said, يُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالِ. The deeds are taken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I want you to take a moment and I want you to think. From last Sha'ban to this Sha'ban, a year, a year of deeds, good and bad. A year where maybe you have fallen into sins, shortcomings, oppressions, all of it documented by the angels, all of it seen by Allah, heard by Allah, all of it, the earth itself being a witness, where you've been, what you've said, what you've done, what you haven't done, what you were meant to do but didn't, as well as the good that you've done, your salah, your istighfar, your everything, all of it is being taken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This month, each one of us, what we've done the past year, is being taken to Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, I wish, or I hope, that when my deeds are taken to Allah, I will be in a state of fasting. Because fasting is the ultimate form of subservience, submission, and servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you stay away from eating and drinking and all the joys of life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want my deeds to be taken to Allah while I am in a state of fasting. This was the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this was the action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, if we are claiming to be people that want to follow the sunnah of our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what are we doing not fasting? We should be fasting. We should be fasting a lot. We should be fasting a lot. And make sure that you try and do this act of worship that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged. وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. It is a month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deeds and the yearly account is taken to him. And I would love it, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that it happens while I am in a state of fasting. So, my brothers and sisters, that's the first thing that I want to encourage you. And the second thing, my brothers and sisters, that you have to keep in mind is that as we are in the month of Sha'ban, clearly Ramadan is approaching. Ramadan is approaching. And what should be the mindset of the Muslim as Ramadan is approaching? We should be welcoming this great guest. There should be an element of enthusiasm, joy, hope in the fact that we are near Ramadan. Ramadan is not a month where you should be concerned, oh, I have to fast again. Oh, it's going to be difficult. It should be something that you wish for. Welcome, because so much great reward and blessings are coming our way. May Allah allow us to reach it. Say Ameen. I want to just share with you guys a few points of advice as it relates to preparing yourself for Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. And one could argue we are still a number of weeks out, but wallahi, it will go very quickly. And before you know it, Ramadan is being announced, the moon has been sighted, and it is time to come and pray Taraweeh. So I urge you all to really pay attention to this and apply the following pieces of advice, inshallah ta'ala, starting with renewing your intention and making a firm niyyah this year that you will truly do as good as you possibly can and benefit from this month as it meant to be benefited from. That you are already in the mindset, this Ramadan will be different. This Ramadan I will do more. This Ramadan I will try my best to be more charitable than I was previously, to pray more than I did previously, to read more Quran than I've done previously, that my fasts, my dhikr, everything, start now. And if you start with that mentality now, early on, and you start making dua, oh Allah, give me the azimah, give me the determination and the ability, this will inshallah ta'ala allow you to start your Ramadan in a very high space and place of iman. Similarly, my brothers and sisters, repent from your sins. Repent from your sins before you get to Ramadan. Generally speaking, we need to have a practice of repenting from our sins regularly. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would repent to Allah more than 70 times a day. Some narrations say more than 100 times a day. And repentance is something that we have to practice as often as possible. We are constantly falling short. We are constantly falling into sin. We are constantly transgressing upon ourselves and others. Repent to Allah. يقول الله عز وجل وَتُوبُ أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَتُوبُ أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Repent, O believers. Repent, O believers, so that you may be successful. Your success is directly linked to the amount of time that you repent, that you feel remorse, that you go back to Allah. Like Allah said, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Return to your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I want us to start repenting from our sins, getting rid of bad habits that we have developed, and starting building up good habits, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for our shortcomings. If we cleanse our heart, and we have a clear conscience when Ramadan begins, this will have an impact on our salah, on our fast, and on everything else as well. My brothers and sisters, we also have to strengthen our relationship with the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that we claim we love, and we do love it. The message that came from our Lord, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it is hudan linnas. It is a guidance to all of mankind. It is a light that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is nur. It is a guidance. It is hudan lil muttaqeen, a guidance to the pious. Allah says in the Quran, inna hadha al-Quran, indeed this Quran, yahdi, it guides, lillatihi aqwam, that which is the most upright and the best. The best morals, the best values, the best character, the best worship, the best stories. It is our book and a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should have it as a priority in our lives to read it, to benefit from it, to ponder over it, to reflect on it. Wallahi, the Quran should be a bigger deal in our lives. The Quran should be a bigger deal in our lives, and we have the month of Quran coming up. يقول الله عز وجل شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan where the Quran was revealed therein. What makes Ramadan special is that Allah made it special by revealing the Quran in that blessed month. So it is the month of Quran. What are we meant to do? Start now by learning the Quran, reattaching yourself to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reflecting over the ayat, learning the tafsir. Maybe the prayer that you pray, the ayat that you recite, the smaller chapters, you read their meanings. Maybe you start attending a tafsir class. Whatever it is and whatever form it takes, build a relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not just something we recite melodiously, my brothers and sisters. The Quran is not something that we just recite in a beautiful voice. The Quran is a message from Allah. The Quran is a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the point of listening to the message, but you do not understand it? And speaking of the Quran, my brothers and sisters, the Quran is also a hujjah. It is a hujjah. It will be either speaking on your behalf or against you. And at a time where we live, where today people have taken the Quran as something to be mocked, and they try to insult Islam and Muslims by burning the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do they not know that the book of Allah is in the heart of the Muslims? If every single mushaf was burned today, the Quran will be replicated in an instant, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the Quran is fi suduri alladhina utul ilm, in the hearts of the people that have knowledge. There's some narration from the Israelites that mentioned that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Prophet Musa said, there will be an ummah anajiluhum fi sudurihim. Their books and their scriptures will be in their hearts. The ummah of Islam, when they burn the Quran, the enemies and the haters and these transgressors, when they burn the Quran, all they are doing is humiliating themselves. All they are doing is admitting that they cannot go toe-to-toe with the morals and the values of the Quran, and then they resort to things that children would resort to. You can burn as many Qurans as you want. What are you going to do? We will recite it from A to Z, from 114 chapters. It is in the Lawh al-Mahfuz. Allah will protect it and preserve it. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَلْنَا الذِّكْرِ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And what tends to happen is, as the publicity for the Quran increases by the constant talking about it, more people will be interested in the book of Allah, will learn it, and they will revert to Islam. So no matter what they do, remember, my brothers and sisters, that the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preserved and protected. You build a strong relationship with the Quran. As for those people, Allah will deal with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with them. And of course, this goes without saying, but I guess I have to say it. As Muslims, we are people of justice. And we are people of peace. And we do not transgress upon anyone. Transgression is not allowed. And we do not condone any harming of any individuals. But we will do say that there is a day of justice, a day of judgment for those that dare humiliate the scriptures that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another advice, my brothers and sisters, as it relates to Sha'ban, make up the missed fasts. Make up the missed fasts. Maybe you were sick. Maybe you were traveling. And for our sisters, you had your natural occurrence, your cycle. And maybe you've delayed it and delayed and delayed it. And now you're in the month of Sha'ban. Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother, mentioned that they would make up their missed fasts. Even in the month of Sha'ban, it's possible. But the one thing you're not allowed to do is delay it until Ramadan starts. So if there are any missed fasts that you haven't done yet, now is the time to make it up, inshallah ta'ala. And أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين على أمور الدنيا والدين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. My brothers and sisters, like I mentioned, make sure that if there are any fasts that you owe, that you have to do them before Ramadan starts. For those among you that are not able to do so, of course, if you have a extenuating circumstances and exceptions, then there are other alternatives, which brings me to my next point. Educate yourselves on the rulings of Ramadan. Every year, the same brothers and sisters and the same faces will be asking the same questions about fasting and Ramadan. And one, you have to ask yourself, why is it that you either keep forgetting the rulings of fiqh as it is to Ramadan and fasting? It is something that you should know, like the back of your hand. You should know the ahkam and the rulings of fasting, what breaks it, what should you give, what should you do if you're too old, what should you do if you're too sick, you should know the rulings of fasting. Do you not care about your religion? So, brothers and sisters, now is the time to refresh, to join a course, to look up the ahkam and the rulings of Ramadan and fasting so that you can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon knowledge. I am not just talking about the halal and the haram and the rulings and the obligations. I'm talking about everything, including the virtues. What acts of worship are the most recommended in the month of Ramadan? How did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to spend his days in Ramadan? What would the Sahaba do in Ramadan? Educate yourself on all things related to fasting and to Ramadan, as well as the rulings and everything else, because it is you who is responsible for that. Like the Prophet ﷺ said, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. When we say seeking knowledge is an obligation, what is being talked about is things like this. Things related to your daily worship. So inshallah ta'ala, educate yourself on the ahkam and the rulings and the virtues of Ramadan and fasting. And inshallah ta'ala, I believe there will be a conference here in this masjid where we will be doing just that. So I encourage you all to attend inshallah ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, as well as the educating, it is also important that we generally start increasing our ibadah and our worship as we get closer to Ramadan, especially as it relates to the night prayer and the recitation of the Quran, so that when Ramadan comes, you don't already feel that you have to do so much. Right now, start getting used to waking up at night and praying. Right now, start getting used to, of course, we mentioned fasting already, so that inshallah ta'ala, you have some level of momentum that you can get into Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. And finally, my beloved brothers and sisters, welcome Ramadan with joy, with enthusiasm. Welcome Ramadan and let it be apparent. Let it be apparent in your household. Let it be clear that we are excited and hopeful and joyous that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bless us with another great gift, the month of Ramadan, the night prayer, the coming to the masjid, and all the different rewards, all the different things that will happen, the shayateen being chained up, the doors of Jannah being opened up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freeing people every night from the fire. May Allah make us among those, inshallah ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, now is the time, inshallah ta'ala, to benefit and to prepare yourself for that great month that is about to come. But let's not only look towards Ramadan. Remember, you are in Sha'ban. Remember what your Prophet would do in Sha'ban. Remember that he would fast so much. Remember that your deeds will be taken to Allah this year. And remember that you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your deeds to be taken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you're in a state of fasting, like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Sallu ala nabiyyikum amarakum Allah ta'ala haythu qal, إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن خلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم لا تفرق جمعنا هذا إلا بذنب مغفور وسعي مشكور وعمل متقبل مبرور اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اجعل خير عمرنا أواخره وخير عملنا خواتمه وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان وبارك لنا في شعبان يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي غزة يا أرحم الراحمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.